Hey, good evening, everyone. We are day 40. I hope you all enjoyed a meaningful and uplifting Yom Kippur. MGE was, thank God, a really, really beautiful, inspirational davening. And I want to share with you just the last entry here, but do not fret because this chat is going to be converted, if you will, back to the Beyond the Instant, where I'll be continuing, not necessarily every day, but I'm going to endeavor at least 3 times a week to share with you ideas and Torah and inspiration that will hopefully keep you pumped, keep you inspired. So in the last chapter on day 40, spoke about Shechianu and the blessing that we make, that God has given us life, sustained us, and brought us to this great season. And if you remember last night on Yom Kippur, we said the bracha of Shechianu. Now, what's new on Yom Kippur? We usually do the Shechianu blessing over something new. There are no specific mitzvah objects associated with this holiday. So I said that the Belzer Rebbe answered that we say the Shechianu Yom Kippur over us that is new, the new us that we are about to become. And I hope that you feel a little different now, that you've become someone else and somewhat transformed by the day, the Itzumu Shel Yom, as the sages teach in the Talmud, that there's a special sanctity of the day of Yom Kippur that's transformative. And it's a beautiful idea. I talked about a lot of the 13 attributes of mercy, that we said them again and again. And we kept repeating it. Last night in Kol Nidre, we said it, and we said it again and again in Nila in the concluding service. Now, what's the idea that we say these 13 attributes of praise of Hashem? Hashem is this, Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. And God told Moshe that if you say this and teach this to Bnei Yisrael every time that they sin, this is the way that they'll get forgiven. And I asked this question in the chapter, is it just sort of hocus pocus that, you know, you just say these 13 attributes and all of a sudden everything is cool? So I answered the question by sharing what I think is a very, very touching story about this guy who owns a jewelry store in Israel. It's a true story. This little 9-year-old girl walks into the store, wants to buy a bracelet, and she picks out one of the most expensive items of jewelry. She's 9. And the gentleman behind the counter says it's 16,000 shekels. It's like $4,000. And the owner of the store asks, he says, "You want to buy this?" And the girl says, "Yes." And the owner says, "Well, you have very nice taste. Who do you want to buy this for?" And she says, her older sister. "Why?" "Well, we don't have parents, and my oldest sister takes care of all of us. And so me and all my brothers and sisters, I collected money to buy her present." And with that comment, the 9-year-old girl pulls out a handful of coins, and she puts it on the counter. And of course, it's nowhere near $4,000. In fact, the jeweler counts up the change. It's about 7 shekels and 80 agorot. It's about $2 American. But the store owner was very moved and very excited about this and says, "Listen, you're in luck. That happens to be exactly what the bracelet costs." He wraps up the gift and gives it to the little girl, and she runs out of the store with a big smile. A few hours later, an older sister comes into the store, says, "I'm so sorry. My little sister should not have taken this bracelet without paying." And the owner said, "What are you talking about? She paid it in full. There's no way my sister could have afforded this piece of jewelry." She paid it in full, 7 shekels, 80 agorot, and a broken heart. And the store owner then said, "And my wife died a few years ago. People come all the time into my store and buy expensive pieces of jewelry, and they have the money. But when your sister walked in, and she wanted to do something special for you, and she showed me all the money she collected, it was literally the first time since my wife passed that I remembered what it really means to love someone. So I gave her the bracelet." It's a very touching story. And I wanted to share it because, you know, we made all these requests today from God, and we turn to Hashem on the holiest day of the year. And, you know, we reach into our pockets, and I said this at MGE tonight. We reach into our pockets, actually, I said it last night, to see what we've got to pay for all the beautiful blessings. You know, God give us this, and God give us that, the Avinu Malkeinu, we ask for this, we ask for that. And we realize maybe we have a couple of merits. We pull out a couple of shkalim, we put it on the counter, a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, a little Shabbos, a little charity we gave. But it doesn't cut it. It doesn't. We don't have enough to really, you know, afford, if you will, or become worthy of the things we asked for today. But that's what it's all about. It's about compassion. We asked Hashem for compassion to look at the few merits that we have over the year, enough to justify our request. But we do have one big thing, and that is a big heart, right? We say, Karov Hashem l'chol karov, that God is close to all who call upon Him. We say that in the Ashrei. And we also say that Hashem is close to the brokenhearted. And we come before Hashem and we pledged to do better. Like this gentleman gave her the bracelet because he realized what a broken heart really means. And that zechut and the merit really of the 40 days that we've all been learning Torah together, spiritually preparing for this very, very special day that we just had on Yom Kippur. Hashem should inscribe all of us for a good year of good health, prosperity, meaning, and purpose. I want to wish you all a Shana Tova, a sweet and happy, healthy. I do not want to bid anyone here farewell because I look forward to continuing our learning together. I want you to know that last year, a lot of people stayed on after this chat was over. Some people pulled out, and I'm totally cool if you want to pull out because you joined, you know, you signed up for the 40 days and you did the 40 days. Kol HaKavod, if you're listening to this last recording, then that's an indication perhaps that you completed the whole 40 days unless you skipped to day 40. That's okay too, I guess, but you can go back and get them and you can pull out if you want, or you can just stay on and we'll continue to learn together. I want to thank all of our sponsors, our series sponsors, Eric and Avital Smith, the New Jersey Soul Sisters team, Eddie Zarabi, Lenny Tanzer, and everyone who sponsored a week and a day. It was a lot of different sponsors. Thank you so much for making this possible and enabling me to be able to share a lot of my Torah. I hope you were uplifted by it. And I look forward to continuing to learn and to really just be inspired through our learning together. Please, God, should be a zechus for all of us for a just good, good, solid year of health and happiness to come. Take care, my friends, and speak to you soon on Beyond the Instant.